Long talked with you guys about the content that you can access with NordVPN.com/Fightful, but it doesn't just stop at pro wrestling. You can get MMA and boxing pay-per-views at a much more affordable price when you change your virtual location with just one click using NordVPN.com/Fightful. It doesn't stop there either. Football games. Man, if you want to check out those out-of-market football games, you don't have to spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars. You can get NordVPN.com/Fightful and just change your virtual location. How about baseball games? They make it harder than ever to actually watch baseball games. It is a task, not with NordVPN.com/Fightful. They got everything you need, in addition to all the threat protection and security that comes with NordVPN. But if you want that content, NordVPN.com/Fightful is right for you.
What's up, you guys? Welcome to Fightful. It's Sean Ross Sapp here about an hour after the hump ended. We reviewed the McMahon docuseries as well as talked about the deal that you are about to hear about. get your super chats, get your humper chats in. This is a... This is a week that we picked a good week to donate all of the Humper Chats, Super Chats, or at least I'm matching them to donate to hurricane relief. We had a story, a very poorly written story, this morning on Fightful Select. But subscribe to that, $5 a month, $54 a year. We're going to have a lot more even after this show goes on, as I am fielding a ton of messages about this deal. AEW and WWE's deal is official. Announced by Variety, it had a lot of the details that myself and Andrew Zarian had reported on. I want to shout out Andrew Zarian, who has done an incredible amount of work on Beyond the Bell, as well as Matman Radio reporting this. Fightful Select had reported a little while back that AEW had been offered at least twice their current deal. The estimates from Brandon Thurston was that they were at 70 to 75 million. 150 million is the word that Variety got, but there are some factors here. Let's go ahead and read directly from the Variety report, and I'll tell you guys what I have heard that might be a little bit different here. But there are some streaming deals. There are some pay-per-view elements here. Some that people are liking, some that they aren't liking. Tom LaValle says, I feel like I was just watching you. and man, where does this leave Rampage? Nowhere. I believe Rampage will either be ended or effectively turned into Shockwave. So Rampage was a show that they didn't even really want to do. WBD wanted them to do that. And then they added Collision because of the Punk thing. And they are just keeping the top two shows and will effectively move on to something else. AEW gets its exclusivity back, which is a big deal for them. They've been wanting to do, you know, some social media stuff as well as Dark again, whenever it is that they want to do that. But let's go ahead and get into it. Here is, actually, I've got to turn... got to turn my Nord on that way I can get past this, but there's just so much going on with this AEW WBD deal that has just been announced. They said, we are honored to announce the extension of our incredible relationship with Warner Brothers Discovery, said AEW CEO, GM, and head of creative Tony Khan. The extension continues the tradition of iconic wrestling events broadcast on TBS and TNT, while also establishing a new legacy for AEW through weekly live streams on Max for years to come. We thank David Zaslav, Kathleen Finch, and everyone at WBD for their tireless support of All Elite Wrestling since the inception, as well as AEW fans, talent, staff, to help make this possible. Variety reported that AEW signed a multi-year deal with Warner Brothers Discovery that is reportedly valued at upwards of $150 million per year. Now, Fightful had reported that they were offered at least double of their current deal. Now, as best I know, this doesn't include library. This doesn't include the pay-per-view revenue that they are going to get, because one of the details that Fightful Select were given were that the deal included pay-per-views on Max at a discounted rate. So not included with the price of Max, which is already, you know, not exactly cheap. The co-streaming element of this is important because this eliminates a lot of the ratings talk because you're able to watch it on Max as well. The discoverability, like you always heard about channel changers or channel flippers back in the day. It's more channel scrollers these days, and it's app scrollers. So that's a good thing for AEW. The pay-per-view thing, it's something that we had mentioned on The Hump. Dana White's method of pay-per-view and his view of things was once you cannibalize that industry, you can't go back to it. So WWE can't really go back to it, even though they're white hot right now, because they've already sort of set the market for their pay-per-views. AEW feels that they still have a loyal audience that can do that, and I'm sure that the rate will be lower than what is paid now. Regardless, we got NordVPN, so you guys are set anyway. Collision continues to air. It looks like on Saturdays right now, as it was announced, Dynamite on Wednesdays. This would lead me to believe that whenever Shockwave gets announced, which is another outside deal, it's likely to be a Thursday. I would assume Thursday. Now, the big number that AEW, I had heard, had always wanted to hit was $200 million a year for their properties. This is their pay-per-view, their TV, the streaming rights, whatever. That's where the one bill fill thing came from, was that you would have $200 million a year for 5 years, reaching $1 billion. This does make AEW wildly profitable, but I do not believe that that $150 million a year includes the pay-per-view revenue. Now, I don't know what the splits are for AEW on pay-per-view right now, but it used to be like almost 50-50 for the platform. However, platforms are more in abundance and sort of competing with one another for the ability to stream those at probably, I would imagine, a lower rate. I'll find out what I can about that, but I would imagine that alone pushes it closer to 170, 180, even 185. And then whatever they are going to get for Shockwave will push them over that 200 mark. I am excited to see what you guys want to talk about here. Any length on contract length and ROH availability. The way that Puck had said was 3 years with a one-year option, I think this is probably good for AEW because usually those TV companies would want to get those at five-year deals. ROH availability, I haven't heard anything about that. LFG, big F you to the haters, get the receipts. Man, there were a whole lot of people telling me I was lying about them getting offered at least twice as much. What about the tape library streaming? This was not mentioned. So if I were AEW, I would want that on the same platform as my events. They can negotiate that whenever they want. And now if I were them, I would probably try to incorporate that into their own streaming service with ROH or something. That's just a hunch. Discounted rate. Yes, there are a lot of people disappointed that as Carlos says, don't like the details about the pay-per-views. I don't either. I do understand from a business perspective that while they have people paying for their pay-per-views at full price, and they do generally six figures on the amount of buys there, that they don't want to cannibalize it. However, I feel like a pretty big reason why WWE is so successful is the ease of access to their pay-per-views and their PLEs. I think because of them being on Peacock, it adds such an ease of access to being able to watch their big moments and their big shows that I think that AEW should want that. But also from a dollars and cents perspective, I feel like they have weighed this option for quite some time. Now, as far back as last May, we were talking about, oh, are they going to get this deal done? Well, there had been elements of this deal already mentioned as far back as last May, including the deal with pay-per-views on Max and what that could look like. That was being talked about a year and a half ago. And people I talked to at Warner Brothers were, as I open up and I get the press release, were telling me about how they were a little bit surprised. Tony didn't take the first deal. Didn't take the first offer, anything like that. And he stuck with it and got more of what he wanted. Why is Collision still on Saturday? Brother, if I had the answer to that, I'd be a very happy man. I'd be a very happy man. I wonder about ROH. I mean, as well as I do. So the ROH and Collision thing, I kind of put in the same folder, so to speak, because listen, we've got people that cover ROH and they're like, what happens on this show? We got people that cover Collision and we have at least, you know, three people there to do that. But it is like, well, what happens on this show? Are they going to show this program more care? That's something that I'm going to have to wait and see. But ROH seems like a very missable show. Receipts Rossap is going to go crazy on social media later. Happy for AEW. Listen, there will be people that move the goalposts no matter what. They will move it for and against WWE, for and against AEW, for and against TNA, New Japan. And I just cannot imagine living my life like that. Like, imagine telling a loved one, oh yeah, I do this thing on social media where I hate people from WWE or AEW. I can't imagine. You're saying Tony was a tough boss and demanded a better deal? So many has-beens doing nothing say otherwise. I wasn't in the negotiating room, but I definitely talked to people that had a big part of being in the know of those deals on both sides. Listen, man, I had people telling me that I didn't talk to anybody from WBD, that I didn't talk to anybody from AEW. I don't know what to tell you guys. Info from the White House leaks. It ain't out of the realm of possibility for WBD and AEW info to leak as well. Guys, get in your super chats. Get in your humper chats. A reminder, if you're not watching this live, we will be live right after AEW Dynamite today. So we're going to have a completely additional show talking about this. Get ready to learn what it feels like to be elite at WWE on Fox. Johnny, by the way, thank you for your Patreon comment. All love there, buddy. Yeah, I would be shocked if that account didn't get turned into like AEW on Fox when that deal gets announced. I'd be very surprised, but Collision Rampage or Collision and Dynamite will continue on the TNT TBS properties and now on Max. Now, and this is a big deal. Because as I've said, you want to be on the same platform as Peacemaker, as Euphoria, as shows like that. You want to be there. As soon as people get done streaming the Andre the Giant documentary on HBO, the first recommended that should come up is the most recent episode of Dynamite. Same with Peacemaker. Any chance the discounted rate turns out to be the BR sports package portion of Max? I think it's possible. I'll find out more on that. But yeah, I had expressed my disappointment about the elements of the pay-per-view, and somebody just said, yeah, we just don't want to cannibalize the pay-per-view business as of yet. I know it would be a very convenient thing for the audience. It'd be convenient for me. I get it. Handlebar says, personally, I'd love for Collision to make Collision an ROH show on TNT. As would I. Let me know what you guys think. I mean, I'm interested, based on your TV and cable subscriptions, how this will affect you. As we have someone here saying, I couldn't justify getting Sling for $40 a month just for AEW. Yeah, the only reason I still have cable is NFL and wrestling. That's it. Certain accounts I've had to mute on Twitter due to the tribal culture between both sets of fans. Not going to name them. I appreciate that. Anywhere worth going is worth going in good boots, and you can find your perfect pair at Tecovas. Tecovas crafts quality Western boots for everyone, from generational ranchers and lifelong cowboys to first-time boot buyers, which is what I was up until a couple of years ago. Growing up in Kentucky, you see boots everywhere. But I never jumped into the game until I found Tecovas, and I love it. Every one of Tecovas boots are handcrafted with over 200 meticulous steps for broken-in comfort right out of the box. Whether it's a long day or a big night, your Tecovas are built to last and impress. That's why Esquire loves them and says they're the reason we keep coming back to Tecovas. They are so comfortable. Plus, with Tecovas' Best in the West guarantee, you get free returns and exchanges for 30 days. And right now, get 10% off at tecovas.com/SRS when you sign up for email and text.
That's 10% off at tecovas.com/SRS. That's tecovas.com/SRS. See site for details. Tecovas. Point your toes west.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
So a whole lot going on with AEW and WBD. And a whole lot going on with our great partners at BetOnline.
Hey guys, I'm here to tell you about BetOnline.ag, the official betting partner of Fightful. It's not just an online platform. They've been trusted for over 25 years. They boast a focus on the player approach and have built their reputation on offering their clients nothing but the best. From cutting-edge technology to enticing promotions and the latest sports betting odds. Whether it be wrestling, MMA, boxing, or football, baseball, basketball, or racing, anything you can think of. All major sporting events are covered by BetOnline.ag. Fast payouts, highest credit card acceptance industry-wide, safe and secure online environments, and their live betting feature allows you to bet on your favorites weekly and easily and in real time. BetOnline.ag. That's where we're going at Fightful. That's where we suggest you go as well. That's where we get all of our odds at. BetOnline.ag. Only bet what you can, and please bet responsibly.
Some more good news. NXT drew 895,000 on CW. That broadens their audience quite a bit being on CW, but against The Debate, and I believe WNBA playoffs last year, and before you were that person that says, nobody watches the WNBA, buddy, that is an argument that does not exist anymore. People do watch it. A lot of people watch it. Give ROH a 2006 style canvas and scanner strobes. If I were AEW with ROH, I would turn it into my personal PWG, make it a super indie, film it out of really intimate venues, make it special, all that stuff. Any timetable on when if the Fox announcement might come? No. So this is different because the AEW WBD deal is expiring or was expiring October 3 months. So they had to announce that eventually ahead of, you know, the renewal with Fox. There is no deal that's set. There's no sort of timeline or anything like that. So I don't have any real information on when that might be announced. And I don't have as many contacts near the Fox WBD or Fox AEW thing. Although I still have some from when Fox and WWE did business. How might the enhanced social media distribution rights affect AEW's online presence and fan engagement? Thank you, Lady B, for this. Also, here is where I think that will play in. I think that you'll see some stuff pop up on like I think if AEW Dark exists, it might exist on like the AEW on TNT channels or something like that. A meal and a match, like with RJ and Renee, I think that will exist there. I think there's going to be some stuff like that going on. Brandon Joseph says, any insight on the huge overrun TK mentioned for the show tonight? Upwards of 30 minutes. Surprises. Surprises, I don't know. I think MJF would be back sooner than later. I think that I don't know if he's returning tonight, but it's not going to take him that long to film that movie. By the way, congrats to him. Happy Gilmore, too. Could there be a more perfect movie to introduce MJF to that audience than Happy Gilmore 2? But I think that the overrun is probably because they have some big matches. Listen, I don't like champions defending against champions to the frequency of which we've seen in AEW. I also don't think that people are being, you know, people being that ridiculous over the 20-minute thing for the Continental title. I don't think the Continental title should exist, though. So, Jonathan Corona says, wanted to say, what's up, friend? Wanted to pop up before I go to Japan to borrow. Safe travels, my friend. As far as that 30-minute overrun, I think it's because it's a big night for them. I mean, listen, it'll probably hurt their numbers because anything past that 2 hours isn't really, really good. But they got some big matches and some stuff to get done there. You think Tony gets rid of ROH? Feels like it hurts the AEW product. I don't. I think he'll squeeze every last dime he can out of it. He's got these people under contract. He'll get them reps there. I think it will continue. Glad ratings talk will be done next year. It won't be completely done. There will still be people in bad faith that are looking at this and going, oh, well, look, now they're doing 500,000 when however many people can watch it on max and it doesn't get counted. And also, you're going to see that out of bad faith people regarding SmackDown as well. SmackDown's moving from Fox and has moved to USA. You're still going to see that. Absolutely still going to see that. When can we expect your Twitter victory lap? Right after this stream. Mute me if you don't like that stuff. Listen, and here's the thing. You can just be nice to me. It's reasonable to doubt media. I think it's healthy to doubt media. You ain't got to be a dick, though. And if you are, I'll just be one back. Nonsense McGee says, good for AEW. Use some of that dough on a new booker. Let TK advise. The next deal could be 3X then. TK has a whole lot of people helping him with that stuff. I mean, Will Washington wrote the Swerve and Hangman story. I believe he wrote a lot of the Willow Chris Statlander story. You've got QT Marshall helping out. You've got Sanjay Dutt helping. You got a whole lot of people helping out there. Alexander says, everyone seems to think ROH should tap into its past for its production and presentation, but it should be a place to experiment with ideas and acts for the future. Don't look backwards. Alexander, I agree with you. Like when I say, that they should go to more intimate venues and be like a PWG, just because I think that there's an audience missing for that. Listen, Mission Pro is not around right now. Black Label Pro is not around right now. You have PWG not around right now. Tap into some of that. Give some indie people like some shine as well. I think there's a place for both of those. You can film it in these intimate venues, but have slick production. I'll give you a good example. NWA released some like 3-month shows recently on YouTube. They filmed them in a high school gym. I mean this sincerely. Go look at these NWA shows. The way they shot it, the way they lit that show, it looked great in a school gymnasium. ROH can do that as well. What happens to Rampage? It pisses off. That's what it does. It doesn't exist anymore. Seeing Tony Storm in Stardom again gave me chills. I'm very happy that a lot of people are seeing that. And also, an element to this story is that she's like finding her roots again after Mariah May sort of emerged from that and emulated her. Somebody asked about Adam Cole. I mean, they are hoping they get him back very soon, so it wouldn't surprise me. My only thing is if Collision moved nights and they go to Thursday, that means Shockwave and WWE would probably go head-to-head, and I don't want that. Yeah, if you are AEW, maybe the Friday at 8 spot is something that you want to try. Maybe. Per Sports Business Journal, the deal will keep wrestling programs like Dynamite and Collision at their current homes. The deal is valued at an estimated $170 million annually. That is more of what I heard than what came out in Variety. I heard it was for a bunch more money. Now, FightfulSelect.com, best $5 in the business, $54 a year in the business. Lock in those prices before Jimmy makes me raise the prices. But I'm going to have a whole lot more details on this on FightfulSelect.com. How do you think this will affect the perception? Most of the time, I think AEW gets a bad rap because of so-called bad business. You will still have people that swear up and down that they're not making money, that they're not going to make money, all that stuff. All that stuff. Sports Business Journal also said WBD has an equity stake in AEW. I don't know about that. I'll work on finding those details out after the show. But listen, they just sending video as well. Streaming on Max was a big deal for them. That was such a big deal for them. Love the ROH Super Indie idea. Listen, I think you can still do the squash matches. Like, by all means, have like the crazy indie matches. But also do like a crazy Brian Cage squash match as well. Guys, leave a thumbs up on this video. Somebody says, Sean, do you have Max? Yes, I got everything. I got Max, Amazon Prime, Peacock, Netflix, Apple TV Plus. I got every damn thing, man. Every damn thing. We got Keith saying, I'm waiting to see how AEW haters will spin this. Listen, people like that will spin it any way that they want, no matter what. The report I'm about to drop on Fightful Select, even though you boys, Andrew Zarian and Sean Ross Sapp, have been right on with everything, including I got a person from AEW and WBD. Yeah. Showing me Andrew's tweet from January talking about how right he was. And look, I'm going to hit that with a little target right there. There will always be those people, man. Always be those people. The Twitter receipt tour starts in minutes. I'm working on information about the library. Working on information about that. FightfulSelect.com will have a whole lot on that. Do you think this will finally get them to a lot more money to advertising and promoting their events, maybe run more BOGOs and get butts in the seats? I have long been passionate about how I feel about AEW's live event perspective. I don't mind them going to the nice venues. It's got good amenities, you know, good parking, places around it, good mailing lists. They have been promoting them locally more. I interviewed Britt, and she was in Pittsburgh yesterday doing a whole bunch of stuff. So they're doing that. But what I would do, especially while WWE is this white hot ticket, and they are objectively, WWE tickets are through the roof in sales and for cost because they are a hot ticket. So while you're not as hot of a ticket, lower those prices because you saw the way that Grand Slam moved when some of those prices went down. And they do really good with like the last few days, last week, but I would make them very, very inexpensive. That way you can take a family of four. I ain't got a family of four or five or anything like that. But man, I could not imagine being a middle-class dad or mom these days and your kids, three or four of them are like, let's go to the WWE show. And it's really freaking expensive, man. And rightfully so. WWE can command those prices. So I would be like, man, let's make our tickets, especially if you buy a bunch of them, knock a discount down on those and make it easy for families to go there. Because if you get kids to come to your shows, you get parents to bring kids to your shows, you're going to make more money at the merch stand. You are going to make fans for life as well. I think that's a good way to do it. Do I play RuneScape? I don't play much of anything, but Shredder's Revenge, MLB The Show, Madden, NCAA, all that stuff. You think we see Kenny and Ibushi tonight? I'd be surprised. I heard Kenny was a ways off still. But I guess anything's possible. Guys, thank you. Let me check Humper Chats. I want to make sure I didn't miss any of those. But we are back tonight. Tonight. 10 or whenever the hell AEW's over. Shredder's Revenge, you're the goat, Sean. Hey, that's legitimately my favorite game. Shredder's Revenge. Turtles in Time was my favorite game of all time. Now it's Shredder's Revenge. There you go. Oh, man. Somebody said CW sent out a press release for NXT. Yep, they did. I just got that. Their largest audience for NXT since October 2023. Look at that, as they should. They should be bragging about that. They should be screaming that from the rooftops. It's so funny because whenever I got those from WBD, people would be like, yeah, I bet, buddy. Like I'm sitting at home writing them myself. Listen, you guys see what my Fightful Select reports look like sometimes. Come on. I ain't sitting down writing that. Guys, until next time, I'll catch you guys tonight. FightfulSelect.com. Working on a story in moments.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price.
This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination.
One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.